First of all, Stephen, Hounds of Love, it's a very heavy film. Mm. At first I was a bit concerned that it was going to be torture porn before I actually saw it.
Yep, understand.
Can you allay the listeners'
fears? I can. Hey, look, it's a very, very, very difficult film to watch, okay? I'll say that from the outset. But Ben Young, who's written this film, and it is about, you know, psychology of codependence, and effectively it's about this couple who get their kicks out of abducting and killing young women. Okay, that in itself is a very, very brutal theme. What Ben does, I think the mastery of his work, is that he avoids this going into exploitation by showing restraint. And this is across the board. This the whole film is kind of an exercise in restraint. I mean, that theme speaks for itself, that you can't imagine a much worse theme than that. So it's what he doesn't show. So pretty much all of the violence in this film is off screen. There are parts of it that creep onto screen, but on the whole, he knows when to close the door. He knows when to respect his audience enough to be able to use their imagination, to be able to use theatre of the mind in terms of what's going on. The moment we stay on any sort of abuse, any sort of physical violence, particularly against women, is the moment that it goes into exploitation. And this film, thankfully, doesn't go there.
Fair enough. Now, you've been a consistently working actor over 20 years or so now, mm-hmm. yet we've never seen you in a role quite like the character of John White.
No.
Why? Why did you do it?
Why did I do it? Because of that very fact. I don't get considered for things like this, so I jumped at the opportunity and I read the script, and it was, you know, one of the most compelling and frightening and amazing scripts I've ever read. But yeah, I don't get thought of for these things. So why haven't I been thought of for these things? I think it's very easy to pigeonhole people, and you know, I've been very thankful about my career. I've been very fortunate over the last 20 years, and I haven't had to have a real job, so that's pretty good. You know what I mean? I've been able to do pretendies for 20 years, but this is the kind of thing that I want to do in terms of, I'm not talking about the subject matter, I'm just talking about stretching myself, going to a place where I haven't been before emotionally or physically, and actually kind of, I don't know, I guess stretching myself as far as I can go. So, and I guess it's also about proving to yourself that you can do it. You don't want to be the weak link in something like this.
Now, John White is one of the most vile characters that I've seen on screen in a while. I mean, how do you get yourself into the right sort of headspace to play such a thoroughly contemptible human?
One of the things I've been saying a bit about this experience on the film is it wasn't so much hard getting into it, it was getting out of it. So getting into it was actually easier than I thought because of the committed, incredible and heartbreaking performances of the women in this film. Emma Booth, who plays my wife, is just astonishing in this film, as is Ashley Cummings. Now, Ashley Cummings plays our victim. She's a 23-year-old woman who's playing a 17-year-old girl. The performance that she gives, the emotion she can elicit with one look is so heartbreaking, so completely engrossing that you can't actually extricate yourself from the very fact that this happens to real people. Now, this is a fictional tale, but this happens to innocent people. And that in itself is where you're instantly in it because your character is causing this reaction from this innocent girl. So that was it. We were all in it. We were all kind of stuck in it. And so at the end of it, usually doing a comedy or whatever, you just, you know, shake yourself off, you have a beer or whatever, you go to bed and you start it, get up and do it all again. Whereas this film, it wasn't that way. I've got little kids and that shouldn't matter, but it did. You know, they were on the other side of the country and all I wanted to do was just protect them. I wanted to go home and cuddle them, and I couldn't, and I felt so affected by it that was what it was. For these 4 weeks that we were shooting this film, there was just kind of no escape from it.
Yeah, well, I did want to ask you about escaping and switching off. I've read that a lot of actors do find it hard to lose a character once they've done something like that. Did you find it hard to lose John White?
Yeah, I did, and I've always been a bit suspicious of people who say that, I'll be honest. I've always thought it was like something that an actor needs to say to prove that they're, you know, really good at their craft or something. Mm. I've never really felt that up until this film, and that's what it was. All you want to do is shake him off, but all you can think of is what he's done, and again, coming back to the reality of this, that there are people like John White out there, and And the frightening thing about John White is the fact that he can affect charm. He can affect, you know, he can affect empathy, and he can affect love, and he can affect all the things that psychopaths don't possess to get what he wants. You know, out there, if you walk past a psychopath in the street, that you're not going to think, I just walked past a psychopath. You're not going to notice the person because that's what they will do. So that to me was really affecting, and you're kind of in the skin of this guy who is the most hideous human imaginable, and all you want to do is shake it, but it does take a while.
Like you've said already, there are quite a few confronting scenes in this film.
Yeah.
And your two other castmates are women. How do you keep it intense without crossing any lines Last Tango in Paris style?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's that's out of respect. It's got to, if you can't come at a piece like this with full respect for the people you're working with, then that's when it gets into dangerous territory, I think. From the word go, we all kind of just said, look, we know that this is going to be a really hard thing to do and a really important story to tell truthfully and with respect to people who've been through it, even people who've been through an abusive relationship that might relate to this story, because this is at the core of this as well. But I think the moment you lose respect for your castmates or for your crew, anyone in there, is the moment that happens. I think I knew from the whole way through that film that I had the support of my mates that are on that film. They're all my mates that are on that film now. Ben Young as the director, filtered down from him, and they knew that they had my support. And that was what it was. The moment anything got too far, the moment anyone felt like they were in a situation they weren't comfortable with, we stopped and we fixed it. That's what it was. And none of us were going to relent on that. That was the most important rule of all, is that everyone needs to be, it can't be going too far. The moment it's going too far for anyone personally, that's when we're going off the track.
Now, it is a very intense film, and I'm guessing it was a fairly intense film to shoot, given it was mostly shot in just a couple of rooms in a house in Perth during a super hot summer.
Yeah.
How did you go about lightening things up?
There's probably a bit of gallows humour, fair to say. Yeah, that's what it was. We needed a circuit break every now and then, and it's about working out when is the right time for that, because you don't want to be the guy trying to crack people up when everyone's being serious, right? So I kind of, I don't know, I quite like a laugh myself, and I wanted to make sure that everyone felt as comfortable as possible. So when I sort of saw that we just needed to kind of, you know, break it up a little bit, I guess I'd pull out the ukulele, or I'd pull out something equally kind of silly sounding, and we'd just be able to have a bit of fun, and we can shake it off and say, look, it's not, this is, you know, it's all make-believe, and here we are doing this thing, and at the end of the day, you're doing a job that you love and with some people who are pretty awesome at what they do, and let's kind of be able to enjoy that as much as possible.
You were working with a first-time feature director, Ben Young, on this film. Did you have any trepidation going in initially working with a first-time director?
I didn't have trepidation going into the film. I was super excited the whole way. But what it is simply, it's an unknown quantity, is what he is, and what he was. You'd never know how he's going to realise this amazing script, if it's going to be realised in the way that you want it to be, if he's going to go into what I said before about exploitation, if he's not going to have a deft hand in terms of restraint, that restraint that I was talking about, that visual restraint, or you don't know how he's going to direct actors. And that's super important. It's really important. The director who can find that balance between being prescriptive in what he wants and allowing the actor to kind of discover the scene themselves. Ben Young, on all these counts, covered himself in glory. Like no one ever felt they were working with a first-time feature film director. He's directed shorts, he's directed lots of stuff before, but never a feature film. And he is so considerate. He's so talented. He's so assured. He knows his material back to front, but he is so generous in the fact that he allows interpretation. Okay. And that for me was the best, and vindicated any decision that any of us made to come onto this film, or any fear that we might have was allayed by, you know, just working with the man.
Okay, so there were no times where you said, that's interesting, how about we do it like this?
Oh, yeah, many times. Yeah, but that's what it is. That's what the art of collaboration is, and that's what the real joy of doing this when it's running well and when it's working. The joy is in that collaboration, is being able to go, this is what I reckon, and you're not always right. In fact, often I'm wrong. Most of the time I'm wrong if I go against the director, but sometimes you just go, right, I've just got this idea, and we work it, we come and we find a happy medium, and if you can check your ego at the door, no one gets offended by that, and you make a better piece because the collaboration creates beauty.
Now, Ben, Ashley and Emma seem to have got a lot of kudos and even some work out of this film, given its success at the film festivals that it has shown at. What sort of impact are you hoping for it to have on your own career?
Oh, look, I don't know. I mean, if at the very least I get considered for a broader range of things, then that's fantastic. You know, it's a film that I'm super proud of. If one of these films comes along in your career, then you're pretty blessed. But I've, you know, I've got American representation out of it, and I'm doing a film over in the States next month, and so that's sort of little bits and pieces that sort of start building up. And I never really had a huge burning desire to work over in America, but I'll take any opportunity that comes if it's a good enough piece. But at the end of the day, I love working here. I love living here. I'm based in Melbourne, got my wife and kids down there, and it's a great industry to work in. You know, there is a bit of a cultural cringe, and this is from outside of the industry, it has to be said, but that success is gauged by your overseas success. And I think that's rubbish. It's wonderful if you can do lots of work in lots of different places around the world, but we have such incredible talent in this country that I think success should be evenly gauged from what you do here as what you do overseas, because, you know, we really have a great industry here.
Just one last question. Do you read reviews? I mean, I did have a look at IMDb, and one cruel reviewer described you as a skinny bag of sticks.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, what was the review? The reviewer's name was something like, I dig movies in that, or something like that. You know what? I do. People say they don't read reviews. I read reviews, but I think it's really important with reviews. Now, this film has been so positively reviewed, and you're going to have bad reviews, of course, right? And the subject matter is going to polarise people. I think the most important thing with reviews is to treat anything that's not 3 stars with suspicion. I don't think there is a 5-star film out there, and I don't think there is a no-star film out there. I think if you're going to sit there and say that someone who gives you a 5-star review is right and someone who gives you a no-star review is wrong, well, you've missed the point of it. I think very important to remember it's one person's opinion. Very important to also remember that it doesn't actually matter. I'm interested in hearing someone's response as they walk out the cinema when I'm at a screening of it. You know, I love hearing someone's subjective response, instantaneous. I don't mind if they've got criticism of it, but it's one person's opinion. And I think that's as valid or as invalid as you want it to be.
Sure. So you don't think maybe I should have bulked up for this role?
Nah. I hate gyms. No, look, you know what? I think the physicality of John, you know, my physicality probably suits John because he's a bully and he's a weakling. He's mentally a weakling, and I think the physical personification of that shouldn't be a big buff dude who could take care of himself in a fight. It should be a guy like me who can't fight to save himself. I've never thrown a punch in my life because I'll miss and get beaten up. And he knows, this guy knows, and like every good bully, that once he steps out of his where he is the king, he's nothing. And that's his fear, and that's his knowledge, and that's everyone else treats him like nothing. And I think the physicality is, I think it's important for him to just be kind of a little bit diminutive as a human as well as his physicality.